can.
Welcome, Avnasi.
Thank you.
Hi.
Did you meet last week?
Mm-hmm. Last week, yes. We didn't have a call last week.
Okay.
I took a week off to get organized and catch up with some emails and some sessions, some Shakti activation sessions.
Oh.
Yeah, and some people were asking me to explain that more people needed to understand about the session, so I'll do that briefly, and then we'll get into what we're going to talk about today. But the Shakti activation sessions have been wonderful, really powerful. And the way the sessions work is first I check in with you and find out what's going on with you, what's alive in you, what your current issues are. And then I can start reading your aura, your energy field, and the imprints that need to be released. And then we go into numerology, and then I talk about what I'm seeing in your energy field and work with the imprints until we release them, moving into the higher fifth dimensional frequencies. So they're very powerful, and people are getting awesome shifts. And then people are finding that the energy keeps moving after the session, so just keep working with it. And lots of things are opening up for people. And one thing that I've been working with is there's been a lot of release of programs in the first three chakras for people, so I've been working with that. And I've been working with that when I'm not on the phone, just tuning in. And part of that's just the patriarchy programming us to feel powerless. So as we move into these higher frequencies, we're going to actually feel our own power more and more, and that's part of the transition that we're going into, is experiencing what powerful beings we really are. So that's basically what we're talking about. We're talking about how important and powerful each one of you are. And the original meditation that I had with Mother Earth, with Gaia, which we've talked about before, and she gave me the instruction to activate 10,000 light beings. And that was a little overwhelming for me. I thought, what? That's going to be a lot of sessions. But when I meditated on it, and I was asking, okay, how are we doing, you know? Mm-hmm. And I got the message that with everybody's help, that it's not only what I'm doing with the individual sessions, it's after everybody's activated and the energy that everybody's putting out and these phone calls and the connection with Gaia, that we've reached 1,000 people that wouldn't have been activated before we started. So we're getting there. So keep going, everybody. You're all doing really well. Thank you. It is a team effort, and I do feel that with these calls and with everybody that I've talked to and everybody that listens to the calls, there is an energy that's starting to be activated. So that's what we're really enjoying, that we're like baby steps, learning how to live in the fifth dimension and kind of going back and forth. And sometimes there's moments of, wow, this is wonderful, this is real, and then moments of, wow, this isn't real, you know, the world is falling apart. So it is definitely a learning to walk in and hold the higher frequencies with Gaia at this time, and then allowing that to become more and more prevalent in each area of our life, and then with each person that we meet. So just think of it as a wave. Just comes in gently, washes over you, then goes back out. So you can go at your own rhythm and your own timing. And you can just stick a little toe in the water and then bring your toe out of the water and stick it back in until you get more and more comfortable with the fifth dimension. But the fifth dimension is a very alive place. It's not a static place. When I say the word fifth dimension, it almost sounds kind of flat and boring to me, just hearing those words. But I experience the fifth dimension as a very vibrant place full of life, like a current, like waves coming in and waves going out. So if you can imagine that, you're swimming in the ocean, and there's these currents, and you're just riding the waves, and it's very warm, and it's very soothing, and it's very deep, and it's cleansing, and it's very powerful. So the fifth dimension is actually a place where we can really experience our oneness with Gaia and our personal power and our part in creating what it is that we want to bring forth, what our unique piece is on the planet at this time. Which brings me to the point of where we are astrologically is that the Sun has entered Virgo as of August 22nd at 4:39 p.m. in here on Pacific Coast Time. And we have a Pisces full moon coming up on September 4th. In terms of the influences that we're feeling with the sun in Virgo, the emphasis on Virgo, of course, Virgo being an earth sign, it's about what are we going to do on the earth, with the earth. And it's really about seva, which is divine service to the mother. So how are we going to serve the mother? And the first way that we actually serve the mother is to allow the mother to flow through us, and that's the kundalini that's being activated on the planet. That's the Shakti activation. So the service is to, as we allow the kundalini that's being activated on the planet to come in through us and activate us so we can feel these pulsing feelings and these electric feelings and these fifth dimensional energies, that's really our first service to the divine and to ourselves, experiencing our own divinity. And then we can think about work in the world from that frequency. So it almost, I'm not going to say that it doesn't matter what kind of job you're doing, but as you align with this frequency, then different opportunities are going to show up for you. So I know that some people have concerns about what kind of work they should be doing or getting different jobs. So just keep going and just watch the opportunities unfold in front of you. And know that as you vibrate at this higher and higher frequency, that you are lining up the world around you with your own frequencies inside you. So you will start to experience more congruence. And as I said a minute ago, what I've been seeing and working with energetically between the calls is this literally cracking away of 3D imprints in the first three chakras of limitations, and there's falling away of vows. There's the vows that people have taken in the past when they've entered convents or monasteries, vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, and those are falling away. But it's even more than that. It's kind of as if we've been in this hypnotic state with the patriarchy, and we've unconsciously been forced to take a vow of obedience to something that's not in harmony with Gaia, with the earth, with the kundalini that's being activated, that's the life force that's flowing through all of us now. So that whole kind of frequency or thought form is literally cracking away. So when I look at some of people's energies in their lower three chakras, it almost looks as if there's like openings coming in where more light's coming in. But remember, fifth dimensional, like a wave pattern, so the waves of light are coming in, and then you might experience some changes or some fear coming up or different things. Just let that go out, again, down through your feet, into the earth, and let the pulsing keep gently working with you. It's a very gentle process. Gaia is very loving. It's very, very loving with us and bringing this energy through. So we want to keep that frequency moving through us and allow these imprints to break up. That's what we have with Virgo here. It's a Virgo Capricorn theme, and Capricorn is work also. So you're going to find your own uniqueness, and you're going to find your own frequency, and more you're going to find the prosperity of that frequency with you, enlivening you as you enliven others. They'll just want to give to you. The abundance is going to flow. So for those of you that have been asking me about that, that's what we're working with. And look forward to this Pisces full moon in a few days when you can really connect heaven and earth. Pisces, as we know, is the 12th house, the last sign in the zodiac. So that's where you've gone through everything and you can really merge in the divine. So this is a good day to really experience Gaia's earth energy coming up and merging with the divine, with the higher frequencies of the fifth dimension and the galactic core that we've been talking about lining up with, as explained by the Mayan calendar. So we've been working with that lineup between the galactic core and the crystalline core of the center Earth. And the Mayans describe it as that our sun every 26,000 years synchronizes with this enormous central galaxy. And it's this experience of us moving into knowing that our experience that we are infinite beings, we're not just limited by the finite world that we see around us or 3D. So it's really our experience of infinity that's going to be happening, how we really are unlimited and how powerful our thoughts really are. That's what we're working with. The Mayans call it, they describe the process as the breathing of the galaxy, as if this 26,000-year cycle is almost like a big breath. So that's what we're doing. We're getting connected with breathing more deeply and breathing in more infinity as we move towards that experience of expansion and of infinity. So the Mayans talk about that there was four of the great civilizations that have been destroyed by natural disasters as we go through this change. And what we're doing with anchoring in these higher frequencies and these 10,000 people that Gaia has directed me to influence with the help of everybody here, we're all doing it together, is we're stabilizing the frequencies. So when we go through this change, we're not moving into a cataclysm that destroys everything. Yes, there are changes on the Earth right now, but we're also stabilizing the planet so there'll be fewer changes and we'll be able to move back into harmony more quickly after 2012 as we make this quantum leap forward into the evolution, which brings forth compassion and connection with the Earth. We talked about on the last call that we're in the time of no time, the period of 20 years that the Mayans describe before we end this 26,000-year cycle. So it's this time that we are here to leave off these imprints in the lower dimensions that we no longer need that I was talking about just a few minutes ago. So just be aware that sometimes it could seem as if you're in a void or a vacuum, but we literally are in kind of a no man's land, and we are, it's a time of potential, of really, really creating the future, the time, the sacred hall of mirrors, when those parts of yourself that maybe you hadn't seen before are being shown. And also people are seeing different institutions, things that hadn't been seen before. It's all coming out now in this 20-year cycle called the Hall of Mirrors. So we're going into that right now. So as we move into what's called the Mayans call this complete cycle of the galactic days, divided into two halves, day and night, we're going into the light of the day. We've been in the galactic night. We're moving into the day. And as we move into the day, then this is where all the light comes up. That's what we've been experiencing, that this light is coming up, and we're seeing lots of things that maybe we haven't seen before. So just go ahead, and everybody breathe with me. It's a lot of information. And the main purpose of these calls is to enjoy the experience of the fifth dimension together and know that we are connected. So I don't want to overwhelm you with information, but it's good to just have some thoughts about this to create a perspective.
Okay, good. I'm just going to let go a little bit.
And just feel your feet, kind of ground that information down into the earth. That's what I was just instructed to do by Gaia. She said, that's a lot of information our heads are spitting. Okay, there you go. Yeah, let this go. Let your feet connect with the crystals in the center of the planet. There we go. We're energizing them right now. Good. And I was just lying on the beach right before this call, just feeling the mother and the waves of the ocean. And she, Gaia was telling me that we are energizing the crystalline core of the earth. The core of the earth is a crystalline structure, and there's giant crystals in caves deep inside the earth, that our energy is reaching down into the earth, that Gaia is experiencing our frequency, and she was thanking everyone. And it was beautiful. I was feeling the pulsing. Okay. Okay, so as we move, as planet Earth moves into the galactic synchronization with the rest of the solar system, we're going beyond things that we've known before, moving into the unknown. And this is where we get to really experience our power in creating how we want the world to be in the future. So we're just going to hear what William Blake has to say. We're going to read his words from The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. What he said in the early 1800s is about this time. He was a visionary as well as an artist, and I'm sure everybody's seen his work. William Blake says, the ancient tradition that the world will be consumed, overthrown in fire at the end of 6,000 years is true. For the terror with its flaming sword is hereby commanded to leave guard at the tree of life. When he does, the whole creation will be overthrown and appear infinite and holy, whereas it now appears finite and corrupt. If the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to man as it is infinite. For man has so closed himself up till he sees things through, it is as if he sees things through narrow chinks of his cavern. So I thought that was interesting. That was from the early 1800s, talking about that everything will appear infinite and holy. And that's what we're starting to really experience, more and more experience that life really as it is, which is the infinity, which is the truth of who we really are. And this infinity is coming through the experience of Gaia, the mother, as it comes up through us, up into our heart. And here's some other things that prophets had to say about the awakening of Gaia, the awakening of the mother up through us. She is more beautiful than the sun and excels every constellation of the stars. Compared with the light, she is found to be superior. And here's another one. She reaches mightily from one end of the earth to the other, and she orders all things well. She is an initiate in the knowledge of God. If riches are a desirable possession in life, what is richer than wisdom, who affects all things? And if understanding is effective, who more than she is the fashioner of what exists? And if anyone longs for wide experience, she knows the things of old and infers the things to come. She understands turns of speech and solutions to life's riddles. She has foreknowledge of signs and wonders and the outcomes of seasons and times. When I enter my house, the body temple, I shall find rest with her, for companionship with her has no bitterness. And life with her has no pain, but she is gladness and joy. So those are some of the things that have been written about the Gaia, the Kundalini energy awakening within us at this time. So I hope that resonates with everybody, what everybody's feeling, and what's happening to you at this time. And here's one more thing that a poet, again, Tagore in the 1800s has to say about this time, about the fifth dimension. O Mother, let my mind awake slowly on the sacred shore of the sea, where great souls of the world have come together to offer their pranayamas Here with outstretched hands, we bow down to the divine in human form. In bounteous poetry and in great joy, we adore thee. Behold here, O seeker, the mountain of meditation with rivers resounding and dancing to the solemn music of heaven. Adore here your sacred Mother Earth, where great souls have come together on the seashore to offer their pranayama. So I thought it was interesting that people from a while ago have prophesized this time of the awakening of the Kundalini, of the Mother Energy. So I kind of like that perspective. And that's what's happening is that the second coming, as is told in some religions, is the coming of Gaia waking up through each of us. So as we move in from the Piscean to the Aquarian age, each of us is starting to experience our own mastery, and each of us is becoming a master. So we're not waiting for that master outside of us. We're experiencing the mastery within us. The energy is coming up into each one of us. And the Earth is also giving us the message that we are here to seek personal ascension, which is what we're doing with the Kundalini rising. I used to hear the word ascension, and I thought, what's ascension? What's ascension? It sounds like something I want. And then I understood the ascension is the Gaia energy, the Kundalini rising up in each of our own bodies. And Gaia is also telling us that as we each experience our own Kundalini awakening, the instruction also is to assist your brothers and sisters and the Earth to evolve and ascend as well. And that's what we're doing together here when we're networking in these calls and Shakti activations. We're all working together to raise the frequencies. And the way that this is one of the ways that this is given is what we've been doing on the call, the intentions, the affirmations, also called decreeing. And when we're able to do this, we magnetize to us what it is that we want to bring into existence from the particles of creator consciousness. Knowing that with these higher frequencies coming onto the planet, that we have the full spectrum of the light components of manifestation. And this is something new, which we talked about with the eclipses. These full spectrums of the light, the components of light, are just now coming more onto the planet. So we have more ability to manifest. And people are telling me that the affirmations that they're doing actually are more effective than they have been in the past. So when you bring forth a powerful thought form with your affirmations, with your decrees, and you breathe into it and radiate that thought out to the world, your magnetism of bringing that thought to you is going to happen a lot faster and a lot more powerfully. So that's part of what we work with and what we've been working with in Kundalini energy, bringing energy up from Gaia, pulling the lock and opening up our heart as we pull up on the diaphragm, allowing our heart to expand out around the whole planet and radiating out pure light from our third eye. And when we radiate those thoughts out with that purity and that love, you're going to find that you magnetize things to you very quickly. So you've probably been having that experience. So again, this is a lot of information, and let's just go ahead and take a breath in and out to our feet. And I'd like to open up the call, and I'd like to hear about what you've been experiencing with Gaia and in your life, and we'll get some decrees and some affirmations that we'll all breathe in together and magnetize with Gaia at this time. So let's go ahead. So if you'd like to share something or have an intention that you want to put out with the Earth, with Gaia, go ahead and you can unstar six yourself, and we'll just have a little bit of a community connection. I'd like to hear from you. So, who's there?
Satnam Guru, Karen. Sabanashi.
Satnam Nashi.
I thought you were reading my mind at the beginning of the call when you said we were trying to discern our employment or what kind of work.
Has that been up for you?
That's completely where I'm at, because I've just recently completed the teacher certification course, and my thought was that I would teach, and now there's these material concerns that they're laying off people where my husband works, and I'm thinking that if I get a job at a library, it will help with tuition. So I'm just balancing these different competing interests. I'm thinking that just in that latest NMB newsletter where they said just sadhana will be our course of direction.
And how has that been for you? How do you feel that that's showing up for you?
Well, it calms me down and it increases my trust that the opportunities will present themselves. Because usually in my life, doors just seem to open when they're ready to open without a lot of pounding on them. But I'm in that little hole in the donut where you said this time of no time.
Yeah. It does feel kind of confusing to walk through that sometimes. But what I'm seeing for you, and I'm happy that you're bringing it up because I think many people might be experiencing it, it almost looks like you have one foot in one dimension and one foot in the other, you know, kind of one foot in 3D and one foot in the fifth dimension.
Right.
So keep, imagine, you know, as you bring your breath up during your sadhana, your spiritual practice, whenever you do that, whenever you breathe, that you bring the breath up from the earth and do a breath of fire, and then send the breath down to the earth, and so you're getting that pulsating so that you can get both your feet going in the same dimension, in the same direction, because it's almost like one foot's going forward and one foot's going backwards.
That's a good description.
Yeah, so just kind of take a breath in and then let it out. And it's the feeling of that there's been so much mistrust on the planet. People haven't known what to trust. So people almost don't know what direction to go in, because we the only way we can really walk forward on the planet is in trust. Because if we don't know what to trust, we don't know where to go, right?
Right.
And there's all these imprints now of coming up and being shown up in the news and everything else about all these things where people thought they could trust, you know, different financial institutions or different things, and they haven't been able to trust that. So part of this suspended animation time of no time is like really a great cleansing. So, but it's also kind of pulling us, these imprints up in us about what do we trust, and it's all subconscious because we're connected to the planet. So just keep knowing that we, as we do the breath of fire and breathe with the earth, that will release from each of us individually that feeling of not knowing which way to go, that we can go in a way that will be trustworthy, that will be safe for us, that will be, you know, tierra firma. Then that way you can just keep moving forward.
Okay. And that was in the outline that you had for this phone call, was that there were techniques for Shakti activation. Is that one, the breath of fire that you say?
Yeah, the breath of fire, because right now, this is one thing that I was given for people to work with today, because there's all these fires in California.
Right.
And so if we cleanse ourselves with the breath of fire, so in other words, these imprints of not knowing how to walk forward on the earth in trust, comes up, it creates a lot of anger and fear and everything for people. So if we cleanse that in ourselves with the breath of fire and release those imprints from ourselves, then it's going to be less fires around us to put out, you know, catastrophes for us. But right now, because people aren't doing it themselves, you know, enough, then it's showing up as fires on the planet. That's just what I'm talking about, that these cataclysms that have happened on the planet for the last four cycles that are basically like a great flood and different things have almost destroyed everything. So, yes, breath of fire is one of the techniques that I was given for today for the activation. And the other one is just to remember with the breath to chant the Om, like vibrate it with the earth and pull a slight root lock as you walk, as you think, as you're just walking around. and that will also help everybody know how to move forward in trust.
Is that like, Ong, O-N-G?
Yes, our Ong that we're used to, Ong, that we're used to, yes. Because the Ong, as everybody knows, is the mother, the female, the mother energy, and the Om is the male, and the Om takes us out of our bodies into the expansiveness of space, which is wonderful, but right now we're trying to get in our bodies and connected with the feminine, so Om is what to vibrate when you breathe in and out, so if you can remember to do that as much as possible. Good. Wow, that's shifting. Okay, how are your feet feeling right now?
Tingly.
Yeah, your legs just started moving in the same dimension, in the same direction, so I think things are going to move forward for you now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, what's somebody else experiencing that we could...
Hi, it's Erie from New Jersey.
Oh, hi. Hi. How are you? How are you doing? How's it going?
I'm hanging in there. I'm still,
are you? Good. Did,
yeah,
the, did the building move forward?
No, not yet. Not yet. And, you know, but I'm very anxious to make my move to New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave it to a realtor, and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, you know, I have these heart palpitations,
mm-hmm.
and I also have... shakes, like my body shakes,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, this has been going on and off, on and off. I don't know. It's better after my meditation and Kundalini yoga. I do 3 hours of meditation and Kundalini yoga. It gets better, and then early in the morning it starts again, heart palpitation, and my body shakes, and
mm-hmm.
so I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I should go to the doctor. I'm thinking this is probably part of my work or part of my shift.
Well, it's definitely part of your shift. Have you been doing the Ma meditation?
Yes.
Okay, great. And does that help? What happens after you do that?
You know what? After the meditation, like today I woke up, I had heart palpitations, like a stick of bacon, and then I was shaking, and sort of I had like a fear. I don't know why. I'm not supposed to have any fear. There's nothing going on here. But I have this fear and insecurity. And then I just sit down. I do my sadhana. And I do, you know, an hour and a half of Kundalini yoga and meditation. And then I'm okay. And then I'm okay. And then it starts later on in the afternoon. You know, sometimes I do extra sadhana in the afternoon. So just to balance myself, I'm not sure... what it is, but I feel like maybe it's part of my working.
Well, what I feel is that it's part of the work that you're doing, that you're really helping stabilize the energies, and sometimes the energies come into you really strongly from the planet and from your area and maybe from your family. And your aura is very clear, like crystalline, so you're very empathic, so you pick a lot of things up. And what you can do is, you know, like breathe in and then exhale into the earth, and you're doing your yoga, and I know you're doing that. But you can also just ask, say, okay, you know, not so much, spirit. I don't want to take on so much.
Hmm.
Like, it's almost like you're not knowing how to modulate how much you take on. You can just tell spirit, okay, like if you're feeling that, okay, spirit, take this. This is too much for me. I don't want to take on this much right now. And tell spirit to kind of take a break from using you so much to stabilize the planet. Say, okay, I can't take this much. Because it's a co-creation. We have to give spirit messages too and tell spirit what we can handle and what we can't handle. And this is I'm really, really glad you brought this up, because this is a really important point, that it's a co-creation. Like I talked about the waves. Like, what makes the waves in the fifth dimension is like a co-creation. So like the energy comes in from spirit, comes towards us, we receive it, and then we send it back out. So it's in the 60s, 70s, they used to say, you create your own reality. You guys remember that
mm-hmm.
phrase?
Mm-hmm.
So, but also creation creates us. It's a co-creation. So we're putting out our energies and spirits coming back. We're putting out our decrees, our affirmations, and spirits coming back. We're putting it out into the ethers, and the ethers is organizing these frequencies and bringing them back to us for manifestation. So be clear when you put something out. Be clear and tell spirit, okay, don't send me so much chaos back. And do, you know, the breath of fire, like we, which was given for today from Gaia, will help you too. And you can do a breath of fire, you know, with your arms up at 60 degrees. Mm-hmm. And say, okay, that's it, spirit. I'm not, you know, I'm taking a break. That's as much as I can, you know, manage for today.
So it's the energy that comes back to me from infinity.
Yeah, you're basic. It's the energy of the planet trying to stabilize itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like you're taking too much on. So just
mm-hmm.
say, spirit, not so much. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and then you can just practice modulating, huh, and say, okay, that's it. That's as much as I can handle.
Mm-hmm. Would these eventually be a shift and will go away, or am I going to be shaking and hot palpitating?
No, it should go away. Just you need to release it and just exhale it down through your feet and tell Gaia to take it. Take it, you know, this is too much.
Mm.
And send it to the crystalline core of the earth. So let's
mm-hmm.
do that now. So inhale and exhale.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go. Okay, oh, there's something else going on with you. Good, that we need to handle right now. Another thing that's happening with you is because of your purity and your light, you have souls around you in the astral, that energy souls that want to be released to the light. So we need to do a call, and I suggest that if you do at least 3 of calls every day, this is also going to help release the pressure because they're literally kind of pulling on you. They're trying to get your attention. That's going to also help you release the pressure.
So what am I supposed to do for that?
Okay, let's do it together. A call like that.
A call?
Yeah, it's like
a call. Right. Okay. Yes.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
A call. Okay, let's do it again. Okay, now inhale. Good, inhale. Exhale with your breath all the way down to your feet, into the earth. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Wow, now how do you feel?
Good.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So when you start feeling that pressure, do some of calls.
Mm-hmm.
And then do your breath of fire. With
now, these souls could be my own family because I don't have any more family. My brother, my mother, and my sister all died in young age. So could it be that they are my family, these souls?
Well, I mean, we're kind of all one family, so to speak, you know. But,
yeah, that's true.
But I am glad you brought that up. We are moving into a time where we are experiencing our connection to
mm-hmm.
other souls and other beings, and they're attracted to your light. So they are kind of coming into the arms of the mother. They are attracted to the light, and they want to be freed up to move into the light with all this tremendous light. And a lot of people are leaving the planet right now, and there also are energies that are getting freed up right now. So just even information that we're getting coming in, whether it's the fires or anything else that's happening, just anything that we can do to just release that energy, like with the calls, with the breath of fire, and we're just imagining that stuck energy is getting released from the planet right now and just letting it go. It's just like this huge cleansing right now, this time of no time, this cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
But your energy just got balanced.
could. What about higher dimensions? Am I there or?
Oh yeah, it's like the blue flame, the blue pearl, and you're there right now. Yes, we just got reconnected to you and your feet. That's the frequency, like the fifth dimension frequencies, like the blue pearl.
Blue pearl. What a beautiful name, blue pearl.
Mhm. Yeah. Right now, it's just flowing around you like a protection. It's also like Mother Mary energy. Like
mm-hmm.
it's that. That's the frequency. That's the color. So we just let that flow around everybody that's on the call. But it's around you very beautifully. So you. That's another thing you can do. You can call upon like the mother energy, you know. Like I say Gaia, but it's also represented by Mother Mary or angels
mm-hmm.
or whatever you relate to, and call upon your spirits and angels and guides and Mother Earth to help you with whatever you're feeling. Say, take this pressure. Help me transform this energy. So one reason we're doing these calls is for everybody to start to experience that we're not alone. That we can call on each other. You can call on me, and you can call on these other frequencies to help you. It was kind of interesting the other day. I had an appointment with somebody from Dubai, and she was trying to call, but she couldn't get through because she couldn't figure out the phone codes. But what was really funny is she emailed me, and I was waiting for the call and waiting and waiting, and I was meditating on her the time when we were supposed to be talking, and she emailed me later and said, well, even though I couldn't get through because I... the phone codes and her cell phone, somehow it didn't work with the codes. She was saying she still experienced that I was talking to her and working with her, and she was surprised what I was telling her. She said it wasn't what she expected. It was that I was advising her to not eat red meat. So it's kind of interesting. So this is just an example of the fact that in this these fifth dimensional frequencies, we're all connected. So the reason I'm saying this is I want you to move into, you know, calling on me, calling on Gaia, calling on everybody in this network, so you don't have to feel like you're alone with all this pressure. It will help you.
Thank you so much. I feel already better. I feel sort of like happy inside.
Okay, well, what just happened is I feel like we just got connected, and you don't have to feel alone anymore, and you're not alone, and I'm with you right now, as well as the other people on the call are also with you, and we're sharing this, and together we can do this. It's not meant for any one of us to do this by ourselves. That's too much of a burden. This is meant to be a joy. So I just felt kind of like that lift of when we got to joyfully connect right then. So thank you for opening up your heart and sharing your joy with us. It's like opening up your heart and sharing your joy with us right now. I feel uplifted. I feel such a joy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, it's just like this burst of light. Thank you. Who else feels that heart connection right now? Yeah? Okay, go ahead.
I was thinking just before you, we're so connected. We are becoming a real community of light that we're having similar thoughts, and we're sometimes taking the words out of each other's mouth and saying things. And it feels to me very important to stay focused on where our minds and our thoughts are. I'm integrating mind more into heart and thinking with heart now instead of mind, and being just paying particular attention to where my thoughts are, guarding my thoughts, in other words, and keeping them, bringing them back to light if they got it straight.
Yeah, I think that's so beautiful, and I really, really appreciate you saying that. And I like the idea of heart-mind, getting the mind and the heart really vibrating together, so when the thoughts that we have really come from our heart.
Yes.
So we have heart thoughts, not just mind thoughts, you know? So how has that been showing up for you? Give us an example, Gaia. It's really fun. I just love feeling the connection right now. It's really good. I totally feel it. I'm just really expanded by it.
It can sometimes be as subtle as a breeze, and sometimes it's a direct message. It's very uplifting. When you stay connected to heart, it's kind of hard to feel your feet on the ground anymore. You're floating. And that's what the cocoon feel, and the wave, and being protected by Mother and the ocean, and, you know, just the feelings of nature, being with nature. I came across some things I'd written in my journal. I think it's very important that we keep a journal, because as we wake up, we're going to have messages from Mother Earth, and the more that we are connecting to Mother Earth, whether it's through Ma, or any kind. I've been listening to a lot of Larissa Stowe and Gathering Guru this week, which is a lot of Sanskrit. And so in my meditation, I was joined by Shiva and Kali, as you know, Kali is Mother Earth. And that was just amazing. It was so unexpected to suddenly have the feeling that Kali was there, that, you know, in the Hindu aspect of Mother Earth and Shiva. And it's easier when we have those big brothers and sisters, you know, in the boat with us. It's so easy to ride down that stream, to stay in the stream, not to hang on to the shore.
That's so beautiful. I love the image of Kali, because literally the light does eat the darkness, so to speak. And that's what Kali's really about. You know, she's supposedly this terrible image with all the blood and everything. But if she's, I love the image of her eating the darkness, eating the ego.
Yeah.
So I love that feeling of calling forth Kali, you know, to really energize us. And again, not feel alone. Know that there are these higher frequencies that are really eating the darkness.
Another time, I wake up a lot of times in the morning with a message from Mother Earth, and this was a couple of weeks ago. I came across it in my journal. Sometimes, you know, we have dreams and we can't remember the whole thing, but what I wrote down was, I am your mother. I have felt great trauma from Big Brother. Take care of each other. I am your mother.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really appreciate you saying that. I was experiencing, too, that Mother was telling me this morning, I have felt so much trauma, and she's starting to release that trauma. And I think that's what some of us were feeling. It's what I was feeling. I was feeling that Mother Earth was releasing trauma, and I was feeling kind of that traumatized feeling. And I had to go, okay, Mother, we're letting this go together, you know?
Yeah. I'm wondering if anyone else is feeling, you know, you were talking a while ago about having the heart palpitations. We used to call that the ascension flu. There's symptoms that we feel in common, and heart palpitations is very common, very common. And I think it is in common with Mother Earth, that we, as we pay attention to our aches and pains, that we know that we're suffering along with her and healing along with her.
And healing along with her, too. Yes, that's so important. And if anybody ever gets like third eye ache, you know, where like there's so much vision happening that it's like, whoa, you know, the brain is just really being reformatted right now too. Your frontal lobe, everybody's frontal lobe, which is where the consciousness, the light of consciousness is coming in. Anybody else experience, anybody having any third eye aches?
All the time, yes, in meditation. And what I'm also wondering is, is anyone else feeling it's like a miniature electrical shock as they're being upgraded? Just these little shock things going through.
I'm experiencing like little anxiety shocks, like sometimes around my third chakra, like, okay, I have to, you know, really up level. It's almost like jump starts or something, but it's like little shocks, like, okay, you're being up-leveled so that your energy can come out into the world more. And it's almost like I'm being pushed forward, you know? Mm-hmm. Is anybody else experiencing something?
Hi, this is Sharon from Philadelphia.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I've been feeling a lot of energy around my left eye. In fact, I think I talked to you about that one time during one of our sessions. I still get that. And for the past week, I've been getting a lot of stiffness right at the base of my neck, and there was pain here. And it actually went away yesterday. And the funny thing was, I got called for jury duty. And the case that I was put on well, they were waiting to be chosen for. It was a murder trial. And mentally, when I went in and they told me that, my mind kind of reeled. I didn't even want to go near that kind of energy. But I kind of took a few deep breaths and I said, okay, well, this is what I've been chosen for. I don't know if they'll choose me, but let me just center myself. And I sat down and I waited for them to call me. They said, you'll go in front of the judge and they'll ask you a few questions and then decide whether or not they're going to call you to be on the jury. So I sat there and I just breathed and I kept asking Mother. I said, so Mother, what do you want me to do now? What, you know, what's next? Should I just relax and accept what comes? Answer truthfully from the heart. These were things that I was hearing, speak truthfully. So when I went up in front of the judge and she asked me the first question, she said, well, do you work for a law firm? I said, yeah. And she instantly, they just said, well, we can't use you. and when I left, I was feeling kind of relieved about it, but I happened to notice at the same time that my throat, in the area where I had been feeling everything in the back of my neck, it was my throat that was bothering me off and on. And it seemed like all of a sudden I got a sore throat, and I've had it almost since yesterday, but yet I can feel it, the pain ease up, the pressure ease up from the back of my neck. And I kept wondering, well, where's all this coming from? Then I also still feel the energy around my left eye. So I don't know if this is, I almost felt like something was blocked there all week, and then all of a sudden I felt that block leave yesterday evening. And then when I woke up this morning, I had the sore throat.
Well, the left eye is basically seeing things through the eyes of the mother. The mother is asking you to see things through her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you, as you're doing, it's so beautiful, listen to her and say, you can also ask, okay, Mother, how do you want me to see the world? How do you want me to see this situation? How do you want me to revision the world? Because she's basically asking you to see the world through her eyes. And you can say, how do you want me to see the world through your eyes today, Mother? Like Gaia was saying, I do feel it's really important to journal. And one thing that would be wonderful, if we could all journal on Shakti Activation Yahoo group, just in the morning, take a minute. Okay, Mother, how do you want me to see the world? Mother, what do you want me to share? What do you want me to know? And just type it in for everybody to see each other's messages. That would be really powerful. But for you, I would suggest to journal or write, you know, on the internet to share with us, Mother, how do you want me to see the world? Mother, how do you want me to speak the world? And by the way, how is your singing going?
Right now, everything's really quiet. There's nothing going on with me vocally. And I think I'm in that time before no time or time that's everything's still. But I'm optimistic about it. It's not, I don't feel frustrated because of it. I just kind of been just enjoying the quietness and the stillness too. Because there are times before I think where I've experienced that stillness and I've just said, well, you know, just be still and things will work out. And that's kind of where I see what I'm feeling right now.
Okay, beautiful. Your energy just got cleared and I'm feeling this current coming up, this light coming up from the mother, and she is going to want you to start singing her sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it's going to sound like. It could be that some of the chants that we talked about, the
right.
Satsama, the Ramadasa, or it could be just sounds
yeah.
that you're doing the chants, but then you're adding kind of just very interesting sounds that are sounds of the earth, and I don't know what they sound like, but I know that you can sing them. They could be like just tones that come up through you from the mother. You're being cleared for that. That's what I'm seeing right now.
Okay.
Sort of like eating, sherbet between main courses. It's like you're kind of like, you know, like I'm seeing a movie where the people are really wealthy and they have like ice cream between courses. Kind of like the palate being cleared right now. You know, you're having that wonderful lime sherbet and you're getting prepared for the next, dish that Mother's going to serve you up
yeah.
your voice. That's a funny image I got.
Did y'all see where Diva Primal is going to be on Jonathan Goldsman's Healing Sounds Radio this weekend, that would be a good thing for you to listen to. It's practicing how to make healing sounds.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
When's that
going to
be,
Gaia? I'll put the link on. Okay. I'll look for it.
That'd be awesome, yeah. That's what's happening. I'm feeling that Mother really wants these sounds, these healing sounds to come up through us.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Satnam.
Satnam, Deva.
Hi.
Hi.
I just occurred to me, I've got a question about the force on the eclipse.
Okay.
Is there anything special we could do or should do to start? Like a meditation or something to start on the full moon or before it?
The meditation I'm getting is Rama Dasa, because right now with all the healing that needs to happen, that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Balance it out and to integrate these higher frequencies with heaven and earth.
Okay. I had another quick question.
Okay.
I had an experience last week. I shaved my beard off. I didn't really want to, but it was for an interview. And so mustache and beard. And right after that, especially that evening, I started feeling weird energy. And that night, I went to bed with that, and I woke up. I think it was that next morning. I woke up. Or maybe the next night when I went to bed and woke up. Anyway, the energy increased, and the last morning I woke up with intense kundalini energy. And I sleep on the floor anyway from my back. And the thought occurred to me, ask for release. So I did, and it went away.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I'm really glad you're doing that.
Yeah, I asked Gaia for help on that, and I use my male logic. I'm on the floor when I'd ask for help. I'm next to Ma, so I will. and I did, and it was amazing that I never felt release like that from an entity that I've never felt connected to before consciously. You know, I'm not necessarily, you know, like say a master or something, and I can immediately feel the like a huge wave that being sucked down into the ground just went away.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yes, ask. Ask is very important. Thank you.
I think it confirmed my connection. I think that was one reason for it. Reaffirmed it for me.
Confirmations are awesome.
Wonderful.
Hi, it's Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I'm standing outside the dogs next to my portal. I wrote about it on the Yahoo group. I don't know if you've read it or not. I also get a tingling kind of anxiety thing. But for me, it functions as an indicator of truth. And so many things that you said today, I get that tingling. So I know they're true things.
Wow.
Because it's at odd times, all the time. And I've had all my life, I've had the experience of being a seer, which I've tried to deny. And I keep saying, well, I'm not a seer because, you know, it doesn't happen all the time. And someone I'm working with in a pagan group said to me, Barbara, if you see this at all, it counts. It doesn't matter. It happens every year, every 2 years, every 10 years, you know, once a month. It doesn't matter. You're a seer. And right after the last call, I had an experience with seeing a snake, my power animal. But right after that, I had a very odd experience. I woke up in the morning with that tingling, and it wasn't a dream so much as a vision. I saw that I was standing, now I'm in my bed, mind you. I saw that I was standing facing south, which is just reality, as I understand it. So I was facing south, facing my backyard, which goes down a hill and into a small valley. And I was looking over the valley, and all of a sudden the valley disappeared. The ocean was there. Over this, there was a face superimposed. The blank roundish kind of face that I always see as the face of the divine. And I was like, oh, whoa. I don't really know what it means, except that I should maybe be getting out of here, because I think this place is going to go away.
You should get out of here because this place is going to go away. What place is going to go away?
The place I live.
Oh, the place you live. Where do you live? What city?
I live in Southwest Washington.
Oh, you're concerned it's going to be flood or something, or fires, or...
No, more like an earthquake cataclysm.
Oh, earthquake? You're feeling that you should maybe move?
Yeah. I've been feeling that for a long time. I love it here. It's beautiful, but I feel this is not the place that I really ultimately belong.
It does feel kind of unstable there, but, you know, maybe we can all work on sending energies of stability there.
Yeah, I'm right. If the trees weren't here, if this big fir tree at the portal I'm standing at were here, I would be looking directly at Mount St. Helens 40 miles away.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, no wonder I'm feeling some instability there. I'm like,
I'm also next to the portal.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, there is a lot of activity there, and underground activity also, yes.
And my phone is starting to act up. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but... Every time I try to communicate about this stuff, my phone acts up. It's
awful.
Like getting static and all kinds of stuff.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
It's a very strange place to live. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful energy in many ways, but in others, it's very odd. I try to focus. I try to work with the energies, and I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of all kinds of energies going on there, and I think it could be kind of confusing to work with energies there. They're pretty powerful. But you're doing a great job, just to let you know. It's pretty kind of chaotic energetically there.
Yeah, the people I'm working with in the pagan group, they came here and cleared the energy on my land and into the portal, but that doesn't negate the energy around me. It's a very chaotic place.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah,
you might be happier if you move. Is that possible for you to move?
Not now.
Uh-huh.
Not now. I'm working on it, but not now. No.
Okay.
I have a feeling it's going to come up. I keep seeing Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing Asheville for years. I don't know.
Beautiful.
I just wanted to share that.
Well, I'll send some energy of protection around you and some energy of stability for that area.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, would anybody else like to share? Okay, well,
sorry, there was one other thing.
Okay, go ahead.
During this call, I was standing here. Several things affirmed things that were being talked about. I was standing here, and it's very hot in the sun, and also I felt this wonderful breeze come up, just as someone said, it could be a breeze.
Yeah. Wow, beautiful.
And I was like, whoa. And then I was eating blackberries, trying to get, you know, earth energy into this call, eating blackberries and seeing the seeds back on the ground. And just as I fit into this wonderful blackberry, the most perfect blackberry I ate today, you said the blue pearl.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We're definitely...
Well, I know this is all interconnected.
Yeah, we're all interconnected for sure. Beautiful. I totally feel that. I totally feel our connection. Wow. Thank you.
Well, thank you for doing these calls. It's a wonderful resource for us.
Good. Yeah, so we have another one scheduled, actually the 15th. We're skipping next week. I'm going to be teaching a class during the time of the call, but I will be on the 15th, and I do encourage everybody to journal on Shakti Activation Yahoo group. Even just ask, you know, what does Gaia want to tell me today, or what does Gaia want to tell the group? And that way you can all practice your channeling abilities, and we can all benefit and enjoy and share together.
Hello, Karen?
Yes?
Well, what is the site for the Yahoo group?
It's, you go to Yahoo groups.
Uh-huh.
Just, you can Google it or Yahoo it. And then you can sign up at Shakti Activation. So you can just punch it in, it'll come up, and then you can sign up.
Okay. Thank you.
And then if anybody wants to contact me for an activation session, it's GuruKiranKaur@gmail.com, and we'll just keep in communication and keep everybody quantum leaping forward, and we'll keep exploring how to really enjoy living in the fifth dimension and grounding that frequency in, so that we can all get everything we need and enjoy ourselves also as we do this work. So thank you, everybody. We have Rama Dasa, the Eclipse, and Breath of Fire. And remember to chant Ong, O-N-G, with your in-breath as you breathe in and as you're just walking around during the day. Those are the three codes. Ong, Breath of Fire, and Rama Dasa.
Okay,
everybody.
Awesome.
I'll see you in 2 weeks, and until then, I'll be communicating with you on Shakti Activation, unless you want to, if you want to email me or whatever, and use the Gmail, and we'll be in touch. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Okay, thank you to everybody.
Satnam.
Satnam.
Take care. Blessings.
Blessings. Satnam.
Satnam.
Satnam. Bye.
Bye.